Blog Talk Radio.
You said he called you a nigger, he called you at your office and called you a nigger?
Yeah, man, he called me all those kind of names, man. You know what I'm saying? He told my man, you're going up on his rent. You know, he can't pay his rent or whatever, man, you know. And the moonshine business, he out of business, the moonshine or whatever. He said,
what happened, man? What happened?
I don't know, man. I think it blew up or something. I don't know. I think
Will
was trying to commit. You know,
no,
I think his sister.
Man. Hey, you said the moonshine was the crystal meth thing, because you know
man,
you smoke crystal meth.
Man, and listen, it was all over the news, man. I mean, it blew up down there. I'm serious, man. Check it out. His sister got mad at him, man. Said she wasn't. He wasn't spending enough time with her. His sister?
Oh no! You gotta be kidding me, man. Incest in the house.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Jesus.
Hey, people, hold off for a minute, man. Let me get our guest introduced to the audience, man, because I know they're sitting back and you're talking about my man Willie, and Willie got a lot of problems. Okay, guys, check it out, everybody. I have D Barnes on the phone. Where you at, D Barnes?
Hey, what it do, Black Caesar, man? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, brother? You doing all right?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing even better that I'm on your show now, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. We appreciate the love, brother. So, D Barnes and where's Zach at? Zach, are you out there? Yo, Zach, are you out there? Wow, I think we might have lost Zach. Let me see. Yeah, I'm looking at him. Looks like his number. Hey, Zach, are you in the house? Turn your phone off mute, man. I think your phone was on mute.
Yo, man. What's up? I had my phone on mute. My bad.
Oh, Zach, what are you, man? What are you doing?
Just fiddling around on Facebook, and I'm sorry I had you on mute. Probably not a good thing, huh? First
cool,
radio
cool.
show.
Yeah, okay,
Facebook,
brother. We'll
get you caught up, man.
Hey, guys, check it out. Here's the deal, man. This way it goes like this right here. If anybody has a question for any one of these artist members, just press 1 on your dial pad or dial 1. I'll see the question mark light up by your name, and I'll be able to call on you guys. So if you guys have questions, you just hold your questions. Greenleaf, where you at, baby?
What's good, Black Seas, man? I'm in the building. How you feeling tonight?
Hey, man, thanks a lot, brother. I feel pretty good, man. I think I'm doing pretty good. You heard about Willie, didn't you?
Yeah, man, I heard Willie. That was very unfortunate, man.
Wow. Every week, Willie has something going on, man. Now he's getting into a little bit. My man talking about firing him. I'm like, wow, man, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, man,
but
you know, I'll put like this, man. You know, my thing is, you call me out my name. I know I sit back. I monitor. I listen to shows. You know, you my big cousin or whatever. You doing your thing. But I sit back, man. He calling folks nigga. Then he called me a nigga, man. I'm like, you gonna call me?
Wow.
Call me a nigga.
Wow.
And you want to radio?
Let me ask you a question. Hey, cousin. Let me ask you a question. You do understand Willie has had several years of being corrupted in his mind, that he's been a circumstance to politics, and he's not with the real politics. He's with the white politics. The guy was a KKK member, man, but he's trying, man. He's really trying. He's no longer a KKK member. He doesn't smoke anymore, he told
okay.
me. I don't know
All right,
how true it is.
Jeez. All right, if that's true, what you telling me now, right? Why go out to my car, man? I got KKK keyed on my car, man.
Wow. You think Willie done that, man?
Man, I don't know who else could have done that shit, man, you know. You telling me to go back home.
Willie wouldn't do that, man.
What that
he
mean?
Might be late
go back
he
home.
He might be late at his rent and not pay his rent on time. But I don't think Willie would key your car, brother. I don't think he would do that, especially with the KKK. Somebody else did that.
I don't trust.
I'm not going to justify
it
with Willie. Wow.
I don't know, man.
Hey, look, check it out, brother. He's going to be on the show. He's going to be on the show tonight. I'm just letting you know. He's going to be here tonight. So I don't know where he's at right now. He's actually running late because I thought he was going to be on the show.
Wait a minute. You're going to let this fool come back on your show?
Yeah, I got to, man. Willie is part of my show, man. He's part of the show, and I need to let the people vote on it if they want to kick him off the show. You know, we do things by vote around here. We just don't kick them off the show.
I see. Check this out, man. Hey, it's your show. I ain't gonna tell you what to do on your show, but I'm telling you, that cat is trouble, man.
I know he is, man. He's full of it, too. Hey, people, hold on, man. Let's get into the interviews, man. How about that? You want to get into the interviews so we – let's get – you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, check it out, brother. Why don't we get into a song by someone? Let me find a good song right quick. Let me see. I got Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz. Let's get into this song right here. Lil Wayne and Two featuring 2 Chainz, Days and Days.
Money ain't shit, bitches ain't neither. You know I'm on that grass, don't cut on the sprinklers. Put it on my mind, on my breath and on my fingers. Niggas try to bite my style, but my style a jalapeno. I got skinny ass jeans, trucks on the pocket. Money talks, nigga, I'm caught up in the gossip. You know all my bitches batter, and all my swishes fatter. I milk this shit like cattle, that's my word like Scrabble. And your main girl is a hoe, I go Wayne's World in her throat. She swallows so many nuts, you fuck around, find a squirrel in her throat. I go take worm in that hoe, let my snakes worm in that hoe. Nigga, we take turns in that hoe, these niggas so green they glow. I am the best thing since wet pussy on my private jet with my chef cooking. So big headed, my neck crooked, my niggas following the rep looking. My big bro is Mac Main, so much weed I got grass stains. These nuts that's bags claim I'm on them trees like candy canes. Little toots.
Yeah. 2 Chainz, I might book me for a show. Try my ass to low and pick up the whole dough. That's hustlenomics, I was high in my class, bitch. I like math, all I did was add bitches. Swagger good low, got your girl on all fours. It's not doggy style, I call it froggy style. You dog her out, I tell her, hop in. 2 Chainz, my first chain, had a twin. Gas in my blunt, watching ESPN. And if that pussy good, I wanna see her again. Yeah, I'm from College Park, and I got your bra with me. Wet man, salt water pool, I can put a shark in it. Everything's authentic, plus I name my pistol. Last name fuck, first name, I don't give up. Pockets look pregnant, they about to deliver. So when I start dipping, you know the procedure, yeah.
You leave your home for days and days. All right. All my niggas gangsters, all my bitches freaks. I tickle her pussy, got that pussy tickle pink. I'm the heart of the street, and I just skip the beat. And if that pussy sweet, I want that candy trick or treat. I got diamonds in my teeth, so all my words are precious. I'm so fucking hot, I'ma need some more S's, man. I'm on some other shit. I want another bitch, that want another bitch. And I don't cuddle, bitch, I hit her with that shovel dick. I got that pussy and dug a ditch. Some people gotta punch the clock. Man, I'd rather punch a brick, cause I'm that nigga. And I'm so cold, I just shiver. These niggas think they hard, these niggas just nipples. I pop a nigga like a sickle, drop a nigga like a missile. More money, more issues, I size you up and fit you, don't
you?
Yeah, that's my man right there. Lil Wayne putting it down with Days and Days with 2 Chainz. Hey, that's a good song right there, guys. I hope you got it. If you don't get it, you need to get with me because that's going on my next mix CD. That's really, really hot. I like that. I like that. I dig it. Hey, Willie, are you out there yet? Willie, are you out there? Okay. Bicycle Tony, are you out there? Okay. Greenleaf, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, man. It's a marvelous night, man. How you feeling tonight, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, you know what, man? I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm sitting here with my coffee mug. I got it full with beer to the top, and I'm sipping on a little beer, and I'm just ready to enjoy the show, man. What about you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. We got D. Barnes in the house, man.
Yeah, excellent talent,
man. We got him in the house.
Yeah, I know,
yeah,
man.
Zach in the house, yeah. Another excellent talent as well.
Yes,
so
sir. Yes, sir.
Show tonight, you know.
Hey, you ready to get ready with the show, man? You ready to go on with the show?
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Get these interviews started.
Hey, I think I hear Willie out there.
Man, here you go.
Hey, Willie. I hear Willie. What's up, Willie?
Hey, what's going on, Slater?
Hey, Willie, man, where you been, man? Where you been, brother?
I had a terrible weekend, Slater.
What's going on with you, Willie?
I just got arrested by this goddamn your cousin, whatever the hell he is. He got me damn arrested. He claimed my vandalized his goddamn vehicle.
Yeah. He just told me about that, man. He just said that somebody keyed up his vehicle with KKK on the side of it. I told him I was taking up for you, man. I said Willie wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't. You know, so I'm saying, I wouldn't hurt a damn soul. I wouldn't do no shit like that. No, anybody, because I don't want nobody doing that shit to me.
Right. So, but I don't know, man. I guess he thinks you did it, man. So what we got to do is we got to show him you didn't do it. You need to say something to him right now because he's listening. I'm telling you, the man that people is listening to the show. He listens to all the shows, man.
Hey, Slater, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let you get to your damn interview, but I think there was some kind of mix-up there. I think I know what happened to the goddamn car.
I think
my sister did it because the girl I was messing around with, she got a car just like people's.
Oh, okay. So she thought it was – okay. She thought the car was somebody else's, and she vandalized the car and not doing it. And she vandalized the wrong car.
I don't want no damn charges coming against my sister, but
you just put it out there on the radio, man. You got about 60,000 people listening to you, so it's out there now.
Damn, Slater, why the hell you didn't tell me we were on the radio?
Hey, man, you just came on the phone. You should have known you were on the radio.
Damn, I'm sorry, Slater. Damn, I just got through drinking some damn beer, and I can't remember a damn thing right now.
Hey, Willie, check it out, man. We got D Barnes, and we got my man Zach on the phone. What do you feel like we're going to do first? Who we want to interview first?
I think we're going to do them D bars. We're going to go over D because D going to come before Z. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, brother. That's all good to me, man. Hey, D bars! What's up, my nigga? What's going on, baby?
What it do?
Hey, man. We're going to have a good time, man. I'm going to get to know you and let the rest of the world know you. So what do you want to tell the rest of the world? How would you like to put your footsteps down? What kind of abbreviation would you like to leave in the sky? Who do you want to tell the people you are? Who are you? What do you do?
Man, short, sweet, to the point, man, all I do is make great music. You know, if you hear something I do, when you finish listening to it, all I want you to say is, call it what it is. Respect the crank. You know, that's this little movement I got going on. You know, respect the crank, so call it what it is. You know, I take my time with this. You know, when I do get in and I work hard for it, you know, so to have people like yourself, Ms. Bain, you know, reach out to me and give me opportunities on y'all's show. You know, these are things that'll stick with me forever, man. So just as much of a footprint that I plan on leaving with my great music, man, y'all the real ones leaving a footprint, man, by giving artists like myself an avenue, giving us an outlet and a chance, you know, to enhance this dream that, you know, we all have.
Cool. D Barnes, I really appreciate that, man. I appreciate what you're saying, brother. So you are showing a lot of gratitude towards us, and we respect you for that. So
day,
I'm
going to
tell you right now. Hey, check it out, brother. I see green. I see IMT Glass in the house. What's up, chick? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, wait.
Hey,
is on the line. Ow. What's up, William?
Hey, that's my goddamn buddy right there, that damn T Glass. I don't know what to tell about it, but that's my damn buddy right there.
That's your buddy, okay.
Yeah, man. The glass in the house, huh?
That's Greenleaf got me smoking marijuana now.
Hey, you can't do that, man. You can't say, my man got you smoking marijuana. We on the radio in front of, like, a lot of people, man.
And
Green,
don't
even
know, right?
He's
trying to put me out there on blast or something.
Hey, man, he put you out there like you're a crackhead or something. What are you doing, man? Hey, Willie, check it out. Hey, Willie, let me tell you how radio works. You don't put your trash, you don't put your garbage on the street and nobody will see it. So we don't tell people what we really do. This is all make-believe. So that was make-believe what you were saying about 3 weeks.
Hey, buddy, I burn all my damn trash, no, Caesar.
Okay, man, I got you, brother. I got you. D Barnes, I got a question for you, my man.
What's
D Barnes, you've been for a long time. How long you been doing music, man?
Man, it all started, well, you know, probably back when I was about 9, 10 years old, I came up singing in the choir at my church, man. But when it come down to really, you know, trying to push for this artist thing, I really, really found my way in a style of music. You know, not sure if y'all heard of it. I'm out here in the DMV called Go-Go. I sung for a Go-Go band for about maybe 4 or 5 years. Then, as you know, it grew on me. I said, man, you know, start playing around in the studio, you know, that my wife built for me, man, and started working in that, you know, that I shout her out all the time, man, because she's the one who seen that vision in me. So by 2009, that's when I officially started with the R&B movement, started really focusing on, you know, putting together some hits, like I said, in the home-built studio, and, you know, it's been on and popping ever since then.
You know what, brother? I was just on Ms. Bing's show. You were in a contest over there, and myself and T. Glass, we were judging it, and you were one of our winners, and that's why you're here. So can you tell us a little bit about your win that night on Star Mob Radio?
Oh, yeah, man.
I was talking about the tree mixes, too. I was just going to get into that about last night. You introduced some tree mixes to us, so you might as well incorporate that as well, because
no,
remember, you made me a fan last night.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
The tree mix,
man. That all originated with me and my god brother. He and I, you know, I started doing this myself in 2009. Then about halfway through 2010, he came through, and you know, we just started fooling around with it, and you know, started messing around with songs. That's how I started. And then, you know, we put together a song. Our very first official tree mix was to the Trey Songz Light Us Up. So we flipped it and did Light It Up. And then from there, we did songs like the Motivation Rotation that went on the air last night, Make a Movie, Roll a Doobie. You know what I mean? Just it's you playing around with it, having fun. But, you know, a lot of people, they show a lot of love to it because they, you know, it's all about, it's you're an artist, you know, so it's an art. Your ability to create and recreate, I feel like that's what really, you know, stamps you as an artist. And that night, to go back to DJ Black Caesar, that night when I first met you, the first track, you know, I put on air, everybody heard was my Fast Lane. And that song, you know, pretty much, you know, to shorten it up, it's pretty much, you know, I'm on my way home, you know, to what I know is waiting there for me. So it's like that's the only thing that's on my mind, and that's, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm talking about getting home to it, doing what I got to do to get home to it, and putting that song out there. You know, you guys gave me so much love on the content, the quality of it, you know, everything, man. And like I said, ever since then, I've been getting nothing but love from you, DJ Black Caesar, Greenleaf. You know, me and him been talking. We got some work, you know, going on. Ms. Bing put me on the show again. You know, like I said, it's been, ever since then, it's been nothing but love, man. Nothing but love.
Hold on. I got a question for you. Did you say something about a tree mix?
Yeah, it's a tree mix. You know, like a tree that you know, plant seeds in the ground, apple tree, orange tree, you know. Yeah, a tree mix. You know, you know.
I got a bunch of trees in my own.
Yeah, man. So, hey.
Tune in to Star Mob Radio, and you'll be hip to what a tree mix is.
There you go.
I want to say something to all the losers out there. Everybody, you know, listen to my damn voice. Go out there and support that damn Star Mob Radio, and bring a spacesuit with you.
Well, I tell you what, Willie. How about me and you mix up together, man, and we make an official tree mix? I set it up with my god brother, me, you, and him. We could do an official tree mix. How about that?
I need you first. I got my artist, Juhara. I've been meaning to speak to you about working with. She's fired, so.
Man, I'm willing to work. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to work with everybody, man. Anybody and everybody trying to work with me. Let's do it.
We can get her on damn tree mix over there, D-Mars. I'm serious. Me, you, Miss Bang, and that damn buddy of hers she's talking about, we're going to get together. We're going to do some damn things around here.
Her name is Juhara, William. Quit it. Anyway, tell us what's coming up next. Anyway, like, I don't think we got any, like, official, you know, timeline or any plans that you have coming up. I know you're just working constantly, and, you know, you keep us updated with your music, and we love it. But for everybody out there, are you intending on, you know, having any shows or doing any tours or anything like that where anybody outside of the DMV can see you, or how can we access your music or request for you to come to where we are?
To be honest with you, man, it's like, you know, that's probably a, you know, like a next level type thing that honestly, as I stated when I was on Miss Bing's show the first time when I met you guys, man, it's like, you know, this whole experience, like, you know, it really humbles me because before I even started really going hard in the studio and stuff, you know, I had to do what I had to do to take care of my family. So, you know, got a job, got lined up, got all that set up. And I was just doing this music thing, you know, as a hobby. And it's like people were like, dude, like a hobby, like even if you know, you want to venture out into songwriting or doing something, you, like the world is yours, man. Like what you putting out here, like people, the love I got from people in my music, you know, it spoke bounds. Like it blew me, you know, by surprise to the point where now, you know, what I do have coming up this summer, I plan on, you know, definitely dropping, I want to say an album, because I, you know, I write all my material. I try to get on, you know, nothing but original beats that, you know, I own the rights to, that I've purchased or I bought. So, you know, I call it, you know, an album, trying, you know, drop something for the people so they can have their hands on it. So they can have, you know, material, it, you know, could be posted. I do have a good friend of mine, about a year ago, he heard my music and he said, man, you know, his name Gotti. You can follow him on Twitter at RCPG Prince. It's like my manager. You know, he is my manager. He, you know, he works with me, talks to people, he gets stuff lined up for me that I don't do for myself. Tweets, all the mass marketing. So whatever I do, you better believe it, he's gonna have it there. So as soon as it's ready, as soon as it's, you know, time to drop, not putting no date on it or nothing like that, but, you know, at @RMB_guru, that's my Twitter. So if you need, you know, need work, need features or whatever, you know, just call me, get in contact with me. Like I said, I'm down to work. And, you know, everything else, man, as it come, you know, as it come, man. Right now, I'm just, you know, focusing on making this good music because I feel like if I put the good music there and if I do it and if I have it ready, when my opportunity and my time come, I'll be ready. You know, everything will be lined up.
I heard that.
Hey, who was that talking?
It's you. Go ahead, William.
I appreciate the respect. Hey, this is what I want to ask you, Dave. What kind of damn music do you do? Do you do
no
country
time.
Music?
I can't hear you, Willie. What'd you say, Willie?
You do country music?
Nah, I do good old R&B, rhythm and blues.
Well, you do. What was that?
I said I do R&B, rhythm and blues, good old rhythm and blues.
All right, what kind of rhythm and blues do you do? I mean, what style do you have? Where do you get your style from?
Man, honestly, I get my style from myself, man. You know, when I sit down, a lot of people, you know, they say, man, you know, I can just start writing and I can put that material on a beat. Well, me, I'm totally different. I personally believe that every beat was made to have a perfect hook, and I search for that perfect hook. I won't even start putting the hook together until I have a beat because I feel like every hook matches a beat. You just got to find it. You got to go out there and create it. So for real, I feel like I have my own style. I feel like I have my own lane. I don't think I sound like nobody. I mean, you know, if I got to be honest, you know, I done engineered things like that. I done heard things like, you know, man, you got to sound like T-Pain without the auto-tunes, and I got some people who say, you know, I hear a little bit of Usher in you by the way you do your runs and things like that. And like I said, all that's humbling, man. I appreciate it. But at the end of the day, you know, this is me. This is my swag, my lane. You know, I take from nobody. I copy from nobody. If you hear me do something, it came from D-Bonds officially. You better believe that.
Hey, I can co-sign on that. That's T-Pain coming
at
the
end. Yeah,
that's
what's up. I respect
that, man. I actually would say, no, I agree. You're in a league of your own, and your tone is amazing. So anybody who's not hit to D-Barnes out there, tune in to Star My Radio Monday and Tuesday because you're going to hear it. But if you don't tune in to us, look him up. He's amazing. So I just, man, I'm privileged to be on the phone with you tonight. I didn't get to speak to you too much last night, but your shit's hot. So I just
appreciate it.
I'm proud of you, D-Barnes.
Just say it again.
Let me get this straight right here. You say you go in the fishing bank, you put a hook on the bait on the hook, and then you come up with a song or something. I don't know what the hell you just said.
Hey, D-Bars, let me ask you a question real quick.
Okay,
check it out, man. I got my man Greenleaf out there. I know Greenleaf is ready to ask you a question. The girls just take it through tonight. That's cool. Hey, I
say
want
it again.
My man Greenleaf to come to you and ask you a question real quick.
Cool.
Hey, D-Bars, you already know, man. We didn't
what it do?
Hey, man, I love your work, especially your song last night, the tree mixes, you know. Yeah, putting y'all twist on it. So let me ask you this, man. You say you've been doing music since you was 9 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you could go back in time and change something or invent something, what would you do or what would it be?
For real, music, man.
No doubt.
Well, you know, when I was a member of Next Level Band, and I did that, I was with Next Level for about maybe 6-7 months. We're talking 2004, and stayed with them for about a good 6 months to a year, and then I ended up going out ventured out with a few other things, just chilled out for real. Really did the school thing, shout out HU, 2008 grad, school of B. So, I'm not no dumb type dude out here. I'm smart,
I
got some.
Which HU?
Howard, the real HU. Come on, it's only one of them out here.
I'm sorry, baby. Hampton University, class of 06, real HU. Ahoy, stand up. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I think we may have just ruined the whole show with that one right here. HU, Hampton, oh, no.
Hey, you know what we need to do? We need to take this opportunity to bridge it, let everybody know that both HUs can come together and work together. We need to stop that stigma for real.
I feel you though. I feel you. It's all
like,
it's all love, man.
Real stigma, but not
on. We good over there?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
My damn stomach. So these are damn.
Oh man, but nah, man. Greenleaf, to get back to your question, man. Like I said, when I did the school thing and all that, 2006, I ended up coming back to the band. When I came back to the band, I had a mentality of I'm letting everything go. I'm not worrying about sounding right. I'm not worrying about writing the right word there or doing the right ad lib. I stopped worrying and I just let go. That's why I feel like I made my greatest bounds, because I realized that there was another area out there, another whole world that I knew nothing about because I hadn't broke past that bird. It was notes that I realized that I can now hit that I couldn't hit no more. It was runs that I could do. It was thoughts that I had through my mind when I just let go and I started letting it take care of itself. And so if I could change anything, I'd have let go when I first started, because, I feel like where I am now, I could have even been way more past that, but I feel like everything happens in this right time now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I feel too, man. You can't rush nothing. Everything don't happen how it's meant to happen or whatever,
Yeah.
Of course, that means don't just lay around on the couch and then, you still got to go out and get it. But I believe, especially in this music thing, man, certain collaborations and stuff like that with different individuals are meant to happen when they're supposed to, You just got to be ready when they, present themselves. So.
No doubt, man.
Yeah. Who is one of your most influential people from the past and now with this current change in the rap game? Who are some of the music people you still listen to?
Man, for real, I'm a real dude. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm gonna tell you a little joke real quick. I went on a radio show out here sometime last year, and met with a dude, asked me the same exact question. This time I'm gonna do it a little different. When I was there, I came straight out and I told him, Chris Brown. I got a lot of respect for his style, got a lot of respect for, the quality of his work, and not even just that, but he gives the people a show. Like you never leave from seeing him perform and be like, he didn't give me a show, like he didn't entertain me. And you know, I got a lot of love for him. Not only that, but he bounced back from a lot, man. It's just, like, I look at stuff like that. You know, I look at character, you know what I'm saying? I look at, you know, him having all his CDs and, you know, all his material and work, like, completely taken off the shelf. And, you know what I'm saying, to where he almost, you know what I'm saying, pretty was had nothing and came back. And if y'all remember when he came with the Deuces and the Look At Me Now and all that, that man, he took over that summer. Like, and that's, you know, that's where he came. I got a lot of respect for that man for that. You know, I don't know his personal life. He don't know mine. But what I do know is he came back from a situation where a lot of people wouldn't come back from, man, because the media, they can, you know, they can be pretty ruthless, man. So I got a lot of love for him, man. But, you know, honestly, besides that, got a lot of respect for Usher, Maxwell, Chemistry. Listen to all of them, man. Even local artists that y'all probably don't even know about, David Corey, my man Darrell the Singer. I listen to all of them, man, because, you know, I got a great appreciation for this, man. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. I see you do.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Hey, Slazer.
We're going to keep it going like
right here. We're going to keep it live.
Shout out to the Nerve DJs in the building. Let's get it.
Hey, D Barnes, that song you got, she likes. I got a question for you. That song right there is pretty hot, man. You want to introduce that song so we can go ahead and break it in for everybody and let them know what it is? Give me a world premiere of that song, brother, if you don't mind.
Oh, man, the world premiere for She Likes It. You know, I hope y'all get ready, man. Right now in the DJ Black Season and Friends show, we about to do it real big for y'all, man. Great people make great music, man, so sit back and enjoy. Let's get it.
Wow, that was nice, man. That was beautiful. Hey, you know what? You almost got me about to talk like a woman, man, for a minute. Hey, everybody.
Hey, go ahead, man.
You sound pretty good, man.
Why the hell you stop the goddamn music, man? Why the hell you stop the goddamn music?
I didn't stop the music, Willie. The music is over. The song is 4 minutes and 14 seconds, and it stopped on its own.
Hey,
check it out, guys.
I heard you.
We're about to take some calls.
Caesar,
from the audience.
When you stop the goddamn music, Caesar.
Hey, like I said, we're about to take a call from an audience member right quick. 301, your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask my man a question. What's up?
Yo, man, this is your boy, B-Nod. Yo, D, unlike these
other...
Yo, what's up, bro? I've been blessed enough to hear you blow for a minute, and I know how tight it is. What they don't know is that you can channel your inner MJ and really give them a show. One day I hope to hear you channel that inner MJ and just blow them away, man. They don't understand, or at least they will understand now, that it's just like you said, you make good music. All you need is an opportunity. And, you know, I got you in my collection. And I'm spreading you up down the East Coast to my partners. Who are and they're like, who is this? And I was like, I told you, man. You would not believe it if I told you. And carry on, bro. Carry on.
Hey, B. Hey, you know, man, I got nothing but love for you, man. I got nothing but love for you. And, you know, your comments, you know, you show me love all the time. I come to you with my music, man. I let you listen to it. You tell me what you think, man. You know, and you... give me that honest opinion, man. Not getting honest opinions from people out here, man, you know, that's real important, man. And like I said, man, you need supporters like that, man. You need people in your corner, man. So just as much as you appreciate me for my music, man, I appreciate you, bro. That's real.
Well, even more important, where do they hear you and the brother-in-law get off, man? I mean, these two guys together, they're ready. They're ready, man. These two guys together.
Yeah.
He got DJ with him, who got the smoothest delivery I've heard in years. And all they need is for more folks to just listen to this, and they're gonna be like, okay, where can I get this? Where can I pick up his album? Where can I go get his CD? You know? And I'm gonna tell them, I'm sorry, I just don't know just yet. I will ask him. Carry on, bro.
My man.
Yeah.
That was tough, too. I like that.
Yeah, most definitely. I got another caller at, I don't know the number, man. They got some 1111111111. Hey, caller, I'm going to turn your mic on. You're open. That's your phone, if you don't mind. If you have a comment, you'd like to ask a question to my audience, go for it. Got to be quick, though, because I'll cancel you out in a minute. Okay, you're canceled out. Okay, brother, thank you. Thank you, caller, that didn't want to speak. And D. Barnes, your song is real hot, brother. And what I think I'm going to do for you, I think I'm going to actually acknowledge you to the Nerd DJs and see if they will bring you on their show, and they charge for their show. But I'm going to see if I can get that knocked down for you and maybe we'll go over there and Big Health and Johnny O, maybe they can do something with you. And, you know, I'll do everything I can also, man, because that is a hot song. You do deserve to be heard, and we really need you to get out there. So I'm going to put my hand in.
I
want
to say something to you, Stuart.
What's going on?
I like that damn. I don't appreciate you turning that damn song on, but I like it. I really do. I mean, that was a very... it kind of hypnotized me a little bit. I was already kind of feeling myself.
Hey, yo, man, listen up, Check Dig. This is not a game. It's your boy Roscoe holding it down for Wide World. You know we in the building, and I'm chilling with my man, the one and only DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, man. And you know my DJ bringing that heat through your speakers. You checking out another shot. I got that liquor in my system.
Hey, check it out, guys. Hey, Willie, I'm sorry, brother. You were saying, now what were you saying, Willie?
I was kind of feeling myself with that damn song. That song kind of helped me in the goddamn trance over here.
Oh, man. Hey, well, you know, Willie, hey, to be honest with you, man, that's That's the whole purpose, man. If you could listen to the song, man, and you could see yourself there.
That's not the purpose to put a man into the trans, dude. You
want to No. Check this out though. I got a lot of great inspiration that I come home to, that I put out on a track, you know, for brothers or for females to listen to. And if you're a man, you're gonna be like, damn, I need to get home to that. You know what I'm saying? I need to get home to that right now. And if you're a female, you know what I'm saying, it should make you wanna be confident to be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready for my man to come home and take care of this. You know, that's what it's supposed to do to you. Because that'll make you play it. That'll make you play it.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, that was very well said.
Hey, I agree with it. Listen, I would go home, but Miss Bean would treat me bad and cheating on me, so damn it, I can't go back
there. Oh,
shit.
DJ Black Caesar. WWKNW. Hey, guys, check it out.
You can't blow down on my boo like that, though.
Hey, D Barnes, can you give your social networks out real quickly? Like everything you got as far as your Twitter, Facebook, tag, whatever, you know, please, if you don't mind.
No, not at all, man. You can actually check me out on Twitter at @AmB_Guru. That's my page. Or you can go follow my support page at @AmB_Blend on Facebook, Dante Bonds. You can find me. I'm also on SoundCloud. Got some of my tracks on there. You can go in there and check that out at Still On Her Radio, STILLONHER Radio. That's at Still On Her Radio. You can go check me out on SoundCloud. Got some of my material on there. And that's, like I said, that's really it right now, man. But, you know, to be honest with you, Black Seas, man, when I get this work coming, and, you know, you better believe, you know, hitting the street soon. As soon as I get this track back from my new engineer I've been working with, probably within the next week or so, everybody gonna have it. You know, if you, that Wale, Tierra Thomas, Bad, definitely, it's been tree mixed, so y'all gonna have it, you know what I'm saying, look forward to it. If you know me, you know something to look forward to, so I'm gonna send it out there for everybody, you know, and I'm gonna have this mixtape / album dropping come the summer, and when I get a date set, you know, wherever it's gonna be, wherever you can get your hands on it, when I find out, you better know Black Seas is the second one to find out, because I know he gonna take care of it for me.
It's a third, it's a fourth, it's a fifth.
You know, it's Crank Nation, man. You know it. Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. It don't cost nothing. It don't take nothing to be a member of Crank Nation. All you gotta do is respect the Crank, man. So if you hear it and you respect it, you already a member of Crank Nation. So I know everybody gonna hold it down, straight like that.
Cool,
cool.
That's
what's
up, man.
I was cranking my system one time, and I went down there crazy.
Oh, man. Whoa. Okay, guys, check it out. We got my man D Barnes on the phone right now, so we're going to get into actually getting him off the phone. We're gonna let him go back and let him relax, let him sit back and drink his beer.
Hold on, let me say something.
Hey, Willie, hold on one second. Let me finish speaking before you interrupt, all right? This is the way the show goes. I am the man in charge. You are just the co-host, all right? So, guys, check it out. Like I was saying, we're going to check out my man D Barnes right quick. We're going to go to a station break. I'm going to let my people come in, and they're going to take over for a quick minute and just check out this song right here.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should feel no evil. I should feel no man, but only God.
I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for love.
way. I'm always on time, you always super late. Looking real skinny like you haven't ate. Good life will give you a belly, I'm gaining weight. Yeah, push first, serving, I'm on a second plate.
Hungry,
see I'm strong, you only ate.
We
never making moves, I always skate. You do it for your city, I put on for my sake. You ain't catch shit, fish, you need to change your bait. I'm salary, big money, you hourly rate.
Okay.
It's for the J, baby, I accept my fate. Only thing I have got is to clean my plate. Keep your high, feeling good just like that drunk. Even though it's loud, we keep it on the low. You can taste it in the drain just like good blow. 12 staying cold like year-round snow. Taking over this shit, it's time to grow. Concrete here to stay, you got to go. You know I'm proving, so I got to show. Have to stay free, hustling, collecting dough. I'll put you on the game with a friend or foe. Just vibe to the beat and bounce to the flow. You ain't had enough, say give me some more. I'm ready, motherfucker, not a rookie, but a pro. I mean what I say, use a loud talking hoe. Better watch that shit, you read what you sow.
Real talk.
We're gonna holler at you, brother. You do your thing, brother.
All right, man. Y'all be easy.
All right, brother. Okay, Gaz, check it out. We're gonna get into it. We only got about to get into it. We got like 3 minutes left. I'm not even gonna worry about those 3 minutes. We're about to get into it, my man. Zach, hey Zach, where you at? Hey, hold on for a minute, Zach. Hold on for a minute, Zach. We're just talking to my man D. Wow, I was gonna say D3. Wow, what the hell is going on with me? Hold on, guys. I've got somebody who wants to get in the phone lines. Let's see what this is at 662. Your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question.
Hey, what's up, Brad? Tayman Silk. And I want to apologize. I ain't get to do this interview, but next month, until I hit you back up next month, and I got you, man. I got a mixtape coming out.
Who is this?
Tayman Silk.
Oh, yeah, okay, brother, that's cool. We got you, man. We got you, brother. I'll get back with you, and we'll set up a date, all right?
All right, man.
Cool. That's what's up. Actually, this guy was supposed to be on the radio show tonight, but, hey, he didn't answer his phone quick enough, so you know what DJ Black Caesar got to do. I just go on to the next person. That's why we got two people tonight. But you know how we do it. If you did, hey, check it out, guys. We got a lot going on, but check out the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show every Wednesday night right here on this channel right here. Hey, guys, check it out, man. I mean, it's a good show, man. If you guys sit back and relax, I got Willie the Redneck out here. I got Miss Bean out here. I got T Glass out here. Also have Green Leaf doing his thing. And, dude, you know what? Also have Bicycle Tony. Bicycle Tony is probably got two flats because he ain't been here in a couple weeks, and he told me he's going to be here this week. So, you know what? We're going to get on Bicycle Tony. So, you guys are all Bicycle Tony fans. Don't worry about it. Star Mate. Star Mob Radio, they're right here, right now. I have T Glass on the phone, and I also have Miss Bing on the phone. Those guys over there with Star Mob Radio. I'm sorry I couldn't get the name right. I don't know what's going on. I guess it's a little
Star Mob.
This is hit me. What do you say, Miss Bing?
Hey, no, that was T Glass. I said, yeah, Star Mob. But I was going to tell you, I'm getting bad reception or bad feedback. I moved around, so I don't think it's me, but I'm not sure if everybody else is hearing that, but I'm getting it.
I'm not hearing anything. Actually, everything sounds pretty good to me. What about you guys?
I'm hearing something. Yeah, it's like skipping.
Oh,
yeah, I think it's just on your phone because I'm not hearing it when Greenleaf was just talking. It's only when you're talking.
Oh.
So I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, I'm talking. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out, guys. Can you hear me now?
Nah, it's still the same.
Can you hear me now?
It's still the same.
Hold on, let me try something different. Let me move around real quick. Okay, can you hear me now?
I'm going to be honest, it's still the same.
Hey, Caesar, you've been damn drinking something real dangerous.
Hey, damn you, man. Okay, guys. Miss Bing, can you hear me?
Nah, I don't even think Bing's on the line. Remember I told you she had an obligation with
her
kids.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am T. Glass. I'm sorry, baby. T. Glass.
Yeah, I keep telling you I'm insulted.
You want to help?
I said I keep telling you it's me. That's been me talking all along.
Oh, okay, baby. I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry, baby. I thought it was this Bean. She sounds like a little kid, so you sound like a little kid too. So I guess, wow, you both are out there. Hey, you guys can stop fooling me, man. You stop doing that, all right?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, check it out. If you guys can't hear me, this is what I'm going to do. I'm about to bring my next artist on, and I want you and Greenleaf and Willie, you guys can ask some questions. I'm going to sit back and relax. So, Zach, where you at, baby?
Right here, man. Nowhere else. How are you?
What's up with you, Zach? How you doing?
Pretty good. Just kicking it. Beautiful show, beautiful music.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Hey, why don't you tell the audience who you are, man?
I am Bakelin from Michigan, repping Michigan.
Cool.
You know, all music.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, now, I got a problem with your name. Your name is what now? Zachary or Zacharet or what?
Zach is my first name. That's that's my personal name. My actual stage name is Bakelin.
Oh, Bakelin. Okay, I got you, brother. I got you now. Bakelin. Okay. I got you. Zachary Bakerin. Okay, I got you. Well, Zach, here's the deal. I'm going to let these guys ask you some questions. Pete Glass, my man Green Lee, and Willie the Redneck, they're going to ask you some questions. I'm going to sit back and listen and just chill out in the back. So I'll probably come back to you when it's time for the play the music and, you know, when it's time to get your information, all right?
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
Okay. Green Lee, T-Glass, you guys are on. What's up? Hey, why don't we let T-Glass go first? T-Glass, you go first, baby.
All right. No problem. How you doing? I'm sorry. Did you say Bakerin or spell that so I can make sure that I'm enunciating or saying it correctly, please?
B-A-K-E-L-E-N-D-T.
Bakerin.
Bakerin.
Hey, guys, like, check it out. You know I got to interrupt when something breaking comes through. I got to interrupt. Sorry, guys, but I think I see somebody out there that just said you had two flats on his bicycle, that he hasn't been here in a couple weeks. So I'm going to ask Bicycle Tony to come front and center. What's up, man?
What's going on? Yeah, I was popping. DJ Black
Jesus, Bicycle Tony.
I fixed those flats, baby. I'm back. What's going on?
hey, Tony, what the hell you been, Tony? What the hell you been?
Hey, Willie, what's going on, motherfucker?
Hell, you didn't escape from the goddamn plantation.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I was watching that movie Roots. I figured, you know, I'd take notes.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to get away. Hey, what's going on, y'all? God bless y'all, man. What's popping, everybody?
Hey, we glad you're back here. I'm glad to hear
Willie Crazy Ass Boy. Shout out to DJ Black Season, Miss Bing. I hear you, baby.
That ain't Bing.
No, that's IMT Glass right there, bro. Miss Bing's on the phone with us.
T Glass. What up, Glass? T Glass. What's popping?
What up?
Hey, T Glass. You see? I'm not the only one that has problems with your voice, baby.
I'm saying, do I really sound like Bing, though? That's new to
y'all
me.
Y'all be sounding like sometimes, man. Word.
Hey, I'm thinking, though, because her radio voice is hot, though. So y'all just made me feel great. I'm pleased.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm enjoying myself already, man.
I don't get to be rude to you, Zach. I'm sorry.
No worries. You're all good.
Okay. What's going on, y'all? Who else we got on the line?
Life. Who, that was Bicycle Tony still?
Hey, Bicycle Tony, we got T-Glass on the phone. We have you on the phone now. And we have Willie the Redneck on the phone. We have Green Leaf on the phone. And we have D-Buzz on the phone. This is who I got on my phone now. As far as we got on the phone, we got a lot of people on the phone, but you guys are not asking questions. I don't see questions marks by your names. You guys really need to come off that. You need to come off that, and you need to press one on your keypads, on your phones, because you need to ask a question. I know you got questions from a man out there. I mean, come on,
I'm
guys.
Ready.
We can't ask all the questions.
All right. Well, let's start with it, Zach. Tell everybody out here, again, say your stage name one more time so everybody can have it. And then just let us know, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing right now, like what your most recent, I guess, venture is and what you plan to do with that.
Bakerin, all day, all night. But I guess right now I'm working on new stuff. My most recent thing was Black Casket Funerals was my most recent mixtape. And I got my independent label, so I'm doing lots of work with them too. Design and all of it.
Dope. And you said you're from the Detroit area?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Greenleaf, Bicycle Tony, you haven't heard from y'all. Go ahead. Speak to the young man.
Yo, Greenleaf,
how you doing tonight?
Hey, man, what's going on, Bicycle Tony? How you feeling, man? I'm glad you got some chat, man. How are you?
You said, I'm feeling good, man. It's a beautiful night, man. You got,
so what's good?
Zachary.
So what's good? I got to know, man. What am I looking for? What am I looking for right now? Greenleaf, what are we looking for right now? What should I go copy yours?
Oh, no, we interviewing Zachary, Bicycle Tony.
Oh, Zach, oh, yo, Zach, man, holla at me, man. I want to know, man, I need some music in my life. I got there, I thought I had everything.
Hmm?
Well,
I'm sorry.
He just said Black Casket was his last mixtape. He's working on some new stuff.
That sounds kind of dark, too, man. What's it about, though, you know? I want to know your style of music, you feel me?
Black Casket Funerals was more of like a, it was like a test type thing. I have everything from horrorcore music to, you know, that hype club music, dance music. It's, you know, just experimenting. My real style, though, you know, I just keep it real. Rap about life and dreams.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I like life lyrics, you know what I mean? If you know, if you say too much booty shaking for me, I gotta get turned off after a while, you feel me?
For real. Yeah.
I do. I don't want to see nobody shaking their butt all day, you know what I'm saying? I live in the ghetto, man. I mean, it's not, you know, you shake your butt around me, I might kick you in the ass, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Here's the shit, man.
I can dig it, Tony.
Where can we download your music at? Where can we find it?
Where can you find my music?
Yeah.
You know, I got two singles on iTunes right now. Facebook, Reverb Nation, YouTube. I'm on everything. Bandcamp, bakelint.com. So.
Ah, but if I put Bandcamp in, you're not just gonna pop up, right?
Nah, bakelint.bandcamp.com. You can find most of my stuff there.
Bing, bong, bing. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I need to know. I'm going to listen to it tonight, man. Make sure you send us those links, man. Hey, yo, DJ Black Caesar, make sure I get that, please, man. I got to hear something new. I heard everybody else already.
I got you, bro. I got you, man. Hey, you know what, man? You actually told me to send you a song a couple of weeks ago, and I was going to send it to you, but I forgot what song it was. Do you remember?
Man, I owe you a wedgie, bro. You know what I'm saying? But,
Hey, wedgie in my days means you're going to pull my underwear off and bust my balls.
Right. That's what I thought. What do you mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
But I need new music on a daily basis, man. I need new music all the time, man. I'm about to harass you the rest of the week, man, till I get everything you got, DJ Black Caesar. You got
have
all the great stuff. What's up?
Have you heard Juhara? Have I sent you anything for Jew? Or has Bing sent you anything of Jew's?
Nah, man. I was sick, you know what I'm saying? I was sick for the last 2 weeks, man. I was out the loop, man. I was sick, coughing. You know what I mean?
Nah,
I had something coming out my head. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I thought I was going to die. So I don't think I could die no more, though, man. You know what I mean? But.
Right. Oh.
Hey, guys, check it out. We got somebody wants to ask a question. At 248, your mic is open. You can make a comment, ask a question. 248-912. Okay, you're number 9 man, like Star Mob Radio would say. You're number 9 man.
You're number 9 man, baby.
Right.
You're number 9 man.
You're number 9 man.
Let's get it.
Okay, they went back on mute. See, you only get like about 3 seconds to actually say something before you get muted back out. And once you get muted back out, you don't get put back in. So you guys need to stop doing that unless you just like me doing it, you know. Hey, but check it out. If you got any questions, just push 1 on your down pad, and then I'll be able to see you, and I'll open up your mic. You ask a question, comment. That's all you got to do, you know.
I want to know exactly what, you know, like who's a who are your influences. I thought he said something about horrorcore. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not too familiar with that music, but I've heard a couple of things. I want to know who your influence is, man. I need some names in a horrorcore division. You know what I mean?
Most death. No, to be honest, I'm not completely horrorcore, but when it comes to my influences, really, my number one idol is Tech N9ne. You know, all day, all night, kicking it like donkey. You know.
Ain't you talking about Tech N9ne from Kansas City?
Hell yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
AC Mo.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you know what? I know Tech Nine. Tech Nine's going to be on this show, man. You need to come back when we get Tech Nine on here.
For real?
Yeah, I like
yeah.
that. Well, I know you damn artists right there. Damn Tech Nine. That's my favorite damn artist.
Yeah, that's
dude,
my favorite
yeah.
artist, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Big inspiration.
Yeah.
I'm going to see him the 25th at the Independent Powerhouse Tour. Hopefully I'll get to rap for him, and if I impress him, you know.
Cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. I hope. Good luck. Do that, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
When I'm thinking hardcore, I get it a little confused with I think it's Juggalo. Is that a music?
Yeah, ICP. I'm not really, like, all into them, but, you know, shouts out. There's some pretty devoted fans, so.
Are you, no. I ain't trying to sound funny, man. Are you white, man?
Of course, yeah.
It's all good. You white, you Martian. I don't really care. I just wanted to know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel me? If you're cool, you cool. That's how this means.
Yeah,
from Jupiter, it don't matter, man. I want to hear that music.
Django! Hey, can we get all your information?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what it's line is that. You give it to us.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/.
Uh-oh. Who's that? God damn it. Hey, Caesar. Hold up for a second.
I don't know. Go ahead, Zach.
facebook.com/Oasis. Hmm?
/Oasis
Bakelin. Yep.
Okay.
You
know
what?
Like Twitter and Instagram.
Heck yeah.
I'm dying to hear something, man. Yo, Caesar, man, I'm dying to hear something, man. Can we get the brother to spit? Is that possible?
Sure, you can get him to spit.
He was giving it on his Twitter and his Instagram.
Yeah, Mr. Social Network.
Do you have an Instagram? That's what she's asking you.
Hmm?
He was giving
you it. Want me to rap?
Yeah, do whatever you like.
Yeah, the phones are breaking up. I'm sorry.
Do you have an Instagram? All right.
Am I on Instagram?
Yeah.
Nah, not yet.
Oh.
I know I need to get on all those, but I don't have no Instagram.
Instagram,
you know what?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't have one either, so who cares? Hey,
yeah,
all you need is a Twitter.
Easy,
all you
I really
Twitter
said Twitter and
Facebook.
Instagram, but... Y'all talked over it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
T-Glass. My bad, T-Glass. I'm sorry.
Shut up, Bicycle Tony. Go. Yeah. Y'all hear him rap? Dang
it. I want to know if you're really human, man. You got to answer this question. You hear me? Yo, Zach, you hear me?
Yep.
You ever laughed so hard that it made you fart?
No, man. Nope. I mean...
Nah.
I might have laughed so hard once where I burped and farted at the same time, and that's painful. I don't, you know.
You don't smoke weed, dude. I don't smoke weed. I
actually jumped on myself.
You ever smoke?
You got them baby wipes with
drink.
You said what?
You ever smoke?
Nah, man, straight edge.
Good for you, man. Good for you. I support you. I salute that.
I got a question for you, Bicycle Tony. Have you ever smoked?
I'm smoking right now, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, check it out, guys. We got a quick commercial break. Just a minute. It's called, guys. Check it out, all right?
Yo, you need help with your seat cover design? Get Skulldash. You need your flyers looking real fly? Get Skulldash. You need web banners to promote your album or mixtape? Get Skulldash. With Skulldamage craft, ranging from logos, business cards, CD covers, flyers, posters, web banners, t-shirt designs, and custom is our need. With high quality work and quick turnaround, they have the lowest prices around. You can reach Skull Damage Graphics at 562-221-8449. Or you can email them at skulldamagegraphics@gmail.com. Get Skull Damage with Skull Damage Graphics.
DJ Black Caesar. WWKNW.
DJ Black Caesar.
Okay,
DJ Black Caesar will be right back after these messages.
I'm so happy.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I didn't know the commercial.
Y'all like that.
Hey, guys. Check it out, guys. Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Hey, check it out, guys. I got a question for my man. Check it out, man. Can I ask you a question real quick?
Of course, if you're talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Can you
yeah.
Can you not understand, man?
Huh?
Your phone is breaking up again. That's what we've been telling you.
Yeah, I can't understand.
I'm
sorry.
I'm done. Go ahead, guys.
Said, are you a Dolly Parton fan?
Am I a what fan?
A Dolly Parton fan.
Don't give me no hate, but I honestly don't even know who that is, so.
This is crazy, bro. You said you don't know who Dolly Parton is?
No.
Introduce me. I might be one of the biggest fans they've ever had. He has ever had.
I'm getting offended over here. You mean something that you don't know who the hell Dolly Parton is?
How long you been in America, bro?
How long have I been in America? I'm an illegal. I'm actually an illegal immigrant.
Hey, what's up with the sound effects, though? Yikes.
I'm with you on that, though.
This is the Radio Terminator.
Yikes.
Nah, for real,
anyway,
man. You don't know who Dolly Parton is, fam. We got to
yes,
help you. How old are you, fam?
If you saw her, he would know. He would know.
How old are you, Zach, if you don't mind?
I just turned 16 last February.
No wonder.
What'd you say?
You sound older. He just turned 16.
You lying. How
you
got
to go to school. It's late, man. You got school in the morning.
Yeah, I got school in the morning. Hey, I see.
This is my artist, man. This is my artist. Y'all can't be taking it. Hey, guys, check it out. What about this song real quick? What about my man's song? You guys must get crazy. Hey, brother. Okay, check it out. Here's the deal right here. I just forget.
Hey, everybody has like 50.
Hey, man, you gotta let us know when Miner's on the phone, man. That determined a whole different set of questions.
Hey, you guys are all good. If you're in the hip hop scene, you're exposed to everything. So.
Hey, no, that's dope and everything, but I still don't believe you. You're only 16, you said.
Just turned 16 to 27. Yeah.
How about Jay? Your parents should be proud.
I hope they are.
I'm being serious with that. But now I see why you don't know who Dolly Parton is.
Yeah, I love old stuff, though.
You
like,
up, bro. I'm about to call you.
What happened? Wait, what's going on?
Yo, Caesar, text me your number on the Facebook so I can call you, man. You're breaking up.
Okay, so
yeah,
we're 16
years old. That's why you don't know Dolly Parton, bro. And now I'm not going to tell you the story about Dolly Parton because you got to be 21 to know. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but you could look her up. You'll know who she is.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I'm not trying to, like, be rude or anything, but
can help a lot. So I can guarantee you by the end of tonight, I'll know who Dolly Parton is.
I know
exactly.
You will. I guarantee you're going to know as soon as you see her. Ask your mom.
Yeah, that's worth
ask
$20.
Ask your mom
Yo.
Who Dolly Parton is. She's saying the original, right, I will always love you. She's so
Cool. Man, I will always love you, the country version.
Right.
The original version. The original version.
Right.
Yeah, man.
And not to mention her knockers are like on size Z. So
yeah, man.
She's memorable.
She's like a triple dinosaur.
Man, she's right. She's a Z.
Yeah,
out
she's a
WXYZ.
For real. They made hot air balloons after her.
Nice.
Hey, Zach, what school do you go to?
What school do I go to?
Do you want to share that? Do you want to share that? You don't have to.
I'm gonna share it either way because, you know, just because.
Hey, can you guys hear me now? That's you guys
cool.
Hear me now?
Yeah,
man.
Oh,
yeah,
hello.
Can you guys
hear me now?
Hear you.
Okay, I just called back in to the radio show because Bicycle Tony was telling me to give him my number, which I did. He never responded back. But hey, I'm on the phone now. Man, it's terrible. Okay, hey, guy. Now, this guy is 16 years old. I already knew that when I talked to him. He is 16. So you guys, you know, he's 16. But the thing is, it doesn't matter about his age. The guy's still a rap artist, and you're about to hear one of his songs like right now. And Zach, can you do a work compared to this song so we get it? I got I Ain't Coming Back. Okay.
Ain't coming back. Yep. Spin it. Pretty please.
So I need a world premiere. I need a world premiere. Zach.
Yeah.
I need a world
I'll
premiere.
I'll do it for him. Everybody
world,
out here.
World premiere.
World premiere. Boom. I Ain't Coming Back. Sir Zach. He said run it, Black Caesar, DJ Black Caesar. He said run it, world premiere.
Thank you. Yeah.
What I'm coming from, what I done, why I've learned, and how I looted my mental from. The cold from my vivid tears gave me goosebumps. As I sat with two women, my brain was a dream dump. I wanted to be happy, not just sexual fake love. My brain is listening with this shit, and not a lot of you get it. And I'm just sticking up, showing you a current dimension. Where I'm really getting fed up with these superficial bitches. Where these guys think they're cool when their job is washing dishes. And the only numbers they know is their own phone digits. Cause their ego's so big, nothing matters but their own shine. Using a pile of shit, you copy verse on. I'm not cleaning up the messes at any future point of time. I'm just gonna focus on my dream, and if it's alone, I climb. So don't ask for a lift when the topic goes mine. Cause as I'm about to tell you later, we're going to the top like some fucking elevators.
I just thought I would try to love. But this time I'm tired of love. I just want to rise to barely one problem. One problem. My dismantled aquarium.
Make your own smash hit with the eye producer.
I just thought I would try to love, but this time I'm getting sick of love. I just want to rise above all this bullshit. But my brain is floating out to the ocean, and we all know that shit ain't coming back. I just thought I would try to love, but this time I'm getting tired of love. I just want to rise above all this bullshit. But my brain has put it out to the ocean, and we all know that shit ain't coming back. It's like a lonely soul trying to swim the thread. I'm a bit with two fingers pointed towards my head. Popped up nicely, pulled the trigger right under my chin. As the record starts to stop, I just play it again. Laying on my bed, wishing I was dead. Fill my brain with a pocket full of lead. But I won't ever give up, nevertheless. You know I'm about to stick my foot up this rap game's ass. And I'ma make this shit my fucking voodoo puppet. Mainstream underground, I know you do love it. Pain seems like thunder now, got these wanna be sucking. Doing donuts in the junkie car, girls in the backseat sucking. I'm absurdity murdered me a long time ago. And now I'm murdered, beyond this road with each foul vowel. This music means a lot more to me than I think you realize. And it's about time I read the scene of these pussies mixed breed felines. So glue your eyes on my teeth as they decay with tea lines. Cause I'm turning 60 bitches and this is what I wanna do with my life. I just thought I would try to love, but this time I'm getting sick of love. I just want to rise above all this bullshit. But my brain is floated out to the ocean, and we all know that shit ain't coming back. I just thought I would try to love, but this time I'm getting tired of love. I just want to rise above all this bullshit. But my brain has put it out in the ocean, and we all know that shit ain't coming.
Like a dark brown slut.
Yeah, you know what? That was gonna work right there.
Hey, Zach,
I was thinking that, man. Oh, that's
what's up.
You know, you don't have to be 20. You don't have to be 30. You don't have to be 40. You don't have to be 50 to make music. All you gotta do is be you. And Zach, you got some good music, man. I'm digging that. That was what's up. You deserve a standing ovation, man, because you're a young kid and you're still doing big music, man. That's what's up. It doesn't matter about what the deal is with the deal, but the deal is that the deal is a deal breaker with you. So, what do you guys think? Did you like that song, Bicycle Tony?
What?
Yeah, definitely, man. It reminds me of this other artist, man. His name is Dr. Octagon, man. He got this song called Blue Flowers, man. It's like a more psychedelic type song, and that reminds me of that. I don't know if that was your aim. Was that your aim, Zach?
Not too much, but I'm definitely going to look it up and see, you know.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Octagon. Check him out. But, you know, he only had a couple songs, I guess. But I just always remember that song, Blue Flowers.
Where's
Green
Leaf? Green Leaf out there? Green Leaf, where you at, baby?
That was
him
talking. Yeah, I thought so. I thought that was you, man. Dr. Octagon. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Dr. Octagon, was he with Spider-Man?
No. This is a musician, an artist, or whatever.
Hey, yeah, man, I know that's going to work.
That's going to work, man. That's going to work. I would do a track like that. I believe that one's going to work. It was creative. It was your own character. You know what
hey,
I'm saying?
You have done a track like that, dude. Hey, Bicycle Tony, you have done a track like that. I forgot what it's called,
but
you did do a track like that.
I got Big Fat Weirdo. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's the one.
That's one of them, yeah. And I like how he did it, man, because you know what? He stepped outside the box. It wasn't just bars. It was personality, too. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know,
right.
Free. Just do whatever you want, and who cares what anybody thinks right now? This is what I'm going to do because this is what I want to do, and it works, man. Being your own character, I buy it. You know what I'm saying? I want the track.
Right.
I want that.
Right.
I'm up here singing that.
DJ Black Caesar says, stay tuned for the best hip-hop and R&B music. Rent, do, pay me.
Hey, you guys said
Rent,
you want
do,
that track.
Pay me, baby.
You want the track when we're done? Okay, I'm going to get you that track. I'm going to get T-Glass
yeah,
that baby. Track. I'm going to get I'm gonna get that track to you guys.
Nah,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
Good music, man. Good stuff, homie. And for being 16,
check it out, man. Not only that, but I'm gonna tell you something, Zach. These guys actually have a show that they do their sales. And I'm gonna let Bicycle Tony tell you a little bit about it, man. So maybe get on their show.
Listen,
sounds
man,
awesome, man. Appreciate it.
Zach, the show is retarded. You understand what I'm saying? The show is retarded. You know, it's DJ Black Caesar. We all have fun. You know what I mean? It's like this one right here, man. We just real people want to hear real music and be around other real people, man. You invited every Sunday night, every Monday and Tuesday, damn near every day. You know what I'm saying? Except for Wednesday, we right here.
You know what I mean? Star Mob Radio.
Cool, cool,
like
cool.
Next Sunday,
oh, yeah, you guys still there?
Yeah,
hello?
We here, man.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, we here.
Hello?
Hello?
You hear me?
Hello?
Y'all hear me, right?
I hear you.
Bingo.
Okay.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Where did everybody else go?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Can you hear T-Glass?
Yeah, I hear you, T-Glass. Hey, I think it's something's going on with to be honest with you guys. Okay, hey y'all, I cannot talk.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Somebody wrote me something. I was about to read it, but they wrote something that I can't read. Okay, okay, brother. Now I got a question for my 16-year-old. You've been doing this for a little bit, or how long have you been doing this, man?
Probably 2.5 years now, man. And never gonna stop doing it.
Okay, that's what's up. That's
he was gonna tell us about school though, real quick. I wanted to know about the school situation.
Okay, I'm sorry. Talk about school then, baby.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, I wanted you to shout out your school, especially because your song was dope. So, especially because you're on DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. You're going to be on Star Mob Radio, because I'm definitely going to make sure to hook you up with Bing. So shout your shit out.
Thanks, man. I mean, I'm sorry. Thanks.
No, it's okay.
Sorry. it's all good. I go to Northville High, you know. Been to 9 different schools. But Northfield's probably the best, so shouts out to their education system, you know.
Yeah.
You
get good grades?
Of course. Freshman year? No, but not perfect attendance. No, freshman year of high school, I struggled. Mainly because I was focused on just doing music. I released my first 3 mixtapes, like 2012, Black Casket Funerals. You can definitely hear the progression in it. I only released stuff in, a 1-year time span. But so freshman year, I was grinding really hard, and I got pretty bad grades. But sophomore year, I've got all A's and B's, and I'm still doing music, so I got it together.
Hey, that's dope, and that's why I asked you, because I felt that shit. So shout out to everybody, regardless if you're under 18, in college, high school, or whatever, school is cool. Sorry, I just had to get that out there. That's important to me.
No, it's definitely important.
All right.
Yeah, man.
And your music is dope, so I'm pretty sure going to school helps that shit out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your music is dope, brother. I will say that. And we got a lot of people listening at your show right now. A lot of people listening in. Wow, my man Willie, his phone is hung up. Okay. You guys are talking about. Okay. Well, I'm going to go on to the next question. We got about 25 minutes left. And with those 25 minutes, brother, this is what you got to do. I'm going to give you to give all your social networks one more time, because when I asked for your social networks, you were kind of stuttering, and I don't know what you were talking about. But
yeah,
you need to give it one more time. I'm sorry. Say what now?
I was laughing at you. I said he wasn't stuttering. It was just that everybody was talking, and then your phone was breaking up, so it just sounded messed up. But he wasn't stuttering at all.
I didn't say he was stuttering. If I said that, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. But what I was saying is I didn't understand him, period. So I want you to give your social networks one more time for everyone out there listening, because actually I do have a person that's been telling me what was going on when my phone dropped, that you guys were talking kind of crazy when I wasn't on the phone. Saying stuff that you shouldn't have said around a 16-year-old. So we got that out the way. But if you guys can give, if you give your social network one more time, Zach, that would be cool with me.
Yep. Facebook.com/OasisBakelin. ReverbNation.com/Bakelin. You can hit me up on Twitter @Bakelin. All that stuff. Bakelin.bandcamp.com. Got all my mixtapes hosted there.
Cool.
Appreciate
cool.
it.
That's
all y'all checked it out. You know.
That's what's up, my brother. That's what's up. I appreciate you doing that one more time for me, man. I appreciate it. And, hey, it's not that bad. Hey, guys, check it out. This is what goes down right here. I'm going to find something for you guys, let you guys know what's going on. Hold on for 1 second. Let me look right quick. Give you guys a little breakdown of what we got going on. Okay. On Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central, we have Out on the Front Lines with Fruit of Islam, hosted by Jamal Mohammed. On Wednesday night, you got the DJ Black Caesar, hosted by DJ Black Caesar and his friends. On Thursday night, you got Nation Billing Presents, hosted by Ziza Gidget Mohammed, Marilyn Mohammed. On Friday night at 8 p.m., you have Put On a New Man Live Study Group, hosted by Minister James Mohammed, Tampa, Florida. Saturday night, you have 8 p.m., I'm sorry, Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central, you have Young, Gifted, and Black, hosted by Aviva Mohammed. I probably said the name wrong, but you guys bear with me, all right? Okay, on Sunday night at 6:30, you have No Romance with No Finance, hosted by Brother Vernon Mohammed. Hey, guys, check out one of the Nation Building shows. They're on our track right now. They're real hot. Hey, D Barnes, man. Hey, man, you're a hot artist, man, and I want to get you some work with you. I want to get it in with you, and I want to do that mix CD that you got coming out in, a couple months or next year or whatever. So you need to holler at me, and let's see what we can do. Anybody else out there needs some help, all you got to do is get at DJ Black Caesar and his friends at 662-995-0679. Once again, at 662-995-0679. And these shows are recorded, so you'll probably get one of these shows in your inbox or on your Facebook, on your LinkedIn, or somewhere on YouTube. You'll probably get one of these by tomorrow night. You'll probably have this loaded up on your stuff. And guys, check it out. You don't have to play. You can go down and do. You can surf the web, do whatever you got to do. All you got to do is go here, come back here, and press play, and just listen to it, and open up another window, and do whatever you do, man. You don't have to sit there and look at a box with pictures going back and forth. You don't have to do that. All you got to do is come back here, play it, go and do what you got to do. Go to your Facebook, go to Twitter, go wherever you got to go, man. I don't trap anybody here. So you guys, please check out the show with D Barnes and my man Zach, 16-year-old, man. First 16-year-old I ever had on this show. You guys check it out. And come on, guys. Let's show everybody some respect on the show. I know you guys couldn't hear me. I'm sorry for breaking. I think Blog Talk is having a couple problems because I had a couple issues with the music not loading right, not loading on time, the bombs and stuff going off. Not pushing them because I was pushing them. I pushed them long ago, and they were going off whenever they got ready. So, guys, I'm sorry about that. And also, guys, if you want to tune in, if you want to get on this show right here, all you got to do is go to my Facebook page. It's Caesar. It's Facebook. CEOCEZA. CEO Caesar. Simple, easy, fast, and in a hurry. And if you guys can't do that, just go to Google search. Google search has everything. So you guys probably get confused when you go to Google search because they got like a million things on me. But you know, hey, I do what I got to do. So you guys need to check it out. Get in tune with DJ Black Caesar and all my friends. Miss Bing, T Glass, my man Green Leaf, and Willie the Redneck. Hey, man, Willie the Redneck is always on top of it, man. Hey, Willie, what's up, baby? What you got going on right now? What you doing right now, Willie? Are you drunk? Oh, Willie's not even here. I forget. I didn't call him back. I'm sorry. Kill me. Green Leaf, what's up, man? Talk to me, man. Tell me something.
What's going on, man? We just been here, man, enjoying these talented artists we got tonight, man.
Yeah,
music we've been listening to tonight, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Green Leaf, hold on for a second. I got my man Bicycle Tony on the phone. Hey, Bicycle, what you think about the what you think about these people that are on the show tonight?
Yo, I'm loving it, man. You know how to pick them. I'll tell you that much, man. That kid, 16 years old, too, you know, being creative and being himself, he didn't make a song that sounded like somebody else's song. I salute him for that. You know what I mean? Because I get a lot of permission.
Yeah.
and a lot of music that sounds the same from grown-ups and kids alike, and he stepped out the box. I support him, man. Let him know that.
Right. Hey, check it out, man. What we're going to do is we're going to get that kid on your show. If we can, we'd like to get him over there, and we also like to get him on Miss Bean's show, see what they can do with him also.
Nothing.
Cool.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Okay, guys, check it out. We're going to go to another song, another hot song. You know how we do it. This is my man, K. Reno. Check it out. John Bear.
What's up, homie? Long time no see, man. Yeah, I'm chilling, man. How you doing? That's good, man. Good to see you, boy. You looking good. How your mama them doing? Real good, man. Can I say it out, man? Got much love for y'all, boy. Stay up, all right?
Bad, I'ma come real with it. It ain't struggle that make a man, it's how the man deal with it. Last days, you gotta recognize the negative ways and turn from them. We all make mistakes, deep, but the key is to learn from them. I've been blessed to come across a little paper. Made a lick and spit it quick, then had lost a little paper. Appreciating what we got, we true hood scholars. Then sat in circles with my partners, pitching the change to scrape for $5. When you leave home, the world change all of a sudden. Full grown, you on your own, partner, the world don't owe you nothing. I've been in this hole, ducking and dodging the grim reaper. But the more I try to dig my way out, it's getting
when
deeper.
Everything
doing
around
bad,
you
man.
Is going wrong.
Myself one day being just like him, so I focus on my paper, got a mission to rise, and try to see life through the eyes of the poor and despised. Just in my people, man, I never turn my back on them, to my young hustlers walking these cuts with crack on them. It's another way, I hope you feeling your brother. I know that cash be coming fast, but dog, we killing each other, making bad moves, trusting fools caught up in crosses, and you ain't different from the rest player. We all have took losses, better shake it off, cause a real man would accept responsibility and playing with the hand he was dealt. See, my strength done even ran out of questions to ask, plus I'm holding family animosity from the past.
Everything
I'm doing
around
bad.
You is going wrong.
In my stack, in a lack, clutching the gap, my stomach's touching my back, the world is testing me, but at the same time, my girl's stressing me, my actions be the reason why the man ain't blessing me, should I chase mine with skill or a gun on my waistline, in FaceTime, these questions go deep as a baseline, I'ma take it the whole nine or catch a case trying, confess my sins, hoping that God will erase mine, gotta raise your game level when the trouble appears, I got partners I've been hanging with for 15 years. Yeah, I'm strong, but I'm worn out and tired in the mind. Cause water dripping on a rock can wear down over time. You feel me? I ain't no baller. I'm a child of the ditch. Being broke is a test, but money is a trial for the rich. And to the ones that passed on, geez, we lost in the game. Y'all come to life every time somebody mention your name.
Everything around you is going wrong.
That was born today. Throw 'em up if you're hustling, making your pay. Throw 'em up if you're feeling every word I say. It's like that.
Yeah, we just say what's up to all the players we lost. My homeboy Big Mello, Woo, Fat Pat, 38, that boy Nut, that boy Big Steve, my cousin Bob and Miles out there in Lufkin, RIP. I wanna give a shout out to all my partners on lock. That boy J Flex, Pimp C, SPM, Black Capone, Brown.
Brian Dennis, my cousin, love you, man. Guy Pearson, you know I ain't forgot about you. That's why Deuce Twice, better known as Aftermath. Yeah, anybody else I forgot, charge it to my mind and not my heart, you feel me? See y'all players when you get back. SPC, much love, peace.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hey, check it out. Let me just say something. Let me salute a couple people right quick. I want to say hello to my girl, Misty of Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, Misty, I see you. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you. Hey, she got that main success on her tag page. I met her on tag. Beautiful chick, man. Hey, you got to check her out. Hey, guys, also, I want to say hello to my man over there in Japan.
Hey, Fraser.
What's going on? Hey, also, how about UK? What's up,
Fraser?
Hey, Ben, what's up, baby? I need some beats, man. You can send me some beats, man. I need some beats real quick.
Hey, Fraser.
I just got to do a song for me. I need a nice R&B beat. I want a nice R&B beat, and I want to dedicate.
R&B.
I need a song for this show right here. Who was talking? I'm sorry.
I got some beats for y'all, man, if you want to check them out, man. I bought them.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. Do you got anything R&B?
Kind of. I got
an
hip-hop R&B kind of beat, you know what I mean? I mean, you can't rhyme to it. You got to sing to this one.
I got plenty of beats. I got a couple producers that send me stuff all the time for my girl, so I can hook you up as well.
Cool. Guess what, guys? I have in-house, I have like 4 producers that really work for me alone. Hey, guys, you know what? And these guys really want their royalties. So they try to do stuff to get out there with other artists to get their royalties. That's the only thing they ask you guys for is their royalties, and they really like the royalties. And I'm going to tell you something about Ben. My man Ben, my man Willie the Ratnik can tell you about Ben. Hey, Willie, what's up, baby? Are you there?
Hey, I'm here, Caesar. What the hell you want?
Hey, Willie, tell them about my man Ben over the UK, man. Does Ben play about his royalties?
Hey, do he what about his damn royalties?
Does he play about his royalties?
Oh, no, he don't play about no damn royalties. Hell, he don't remember the guy come king or queen of England. Damn. He don't remember that damn Elizabeth and her big ass nose.
Hey, guys, that's what's up. Hey, I want to say it. I think I already said it. Hey, let me see. Who is this? You sound really funny. That's King Rakim, man. Hey, I got a question for Greenleaf. Greenleaf, you out there, baby?
Yeah, I'm out home here. See what's going on.
Hey, Greenleaf,
you're still over there, ain't it?
What's up, Brett and Willie? Where the moon shining at, man?
Hey, I don't know. Where that damn Greenleaf at, Greenleaf.
We're going to have to do like Usher, man. We're going to have to trade places then, man, you know? You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I've been listening to Miss Farrakhan lately. I've been probably the only white dude listening to him, and I think I'm going to get off that damn weed and that damn moonshine. It's messing my body up.
I think you're making the righteous decision, my brother.
I ain't your damn brother, Greenleaf. That's one damn thing. Ain't gonna damn thing. I ain't your damn, I'm going to tell you like a telephaser. I ain't your damn brother.
Oh, man. That was up with
him. I'm going to tell you something. You give a colored person an inch, damn it, they'll take them out.
Oh, man, Willie. Oh, man. You could even sit on that moonshine tonight, Bicycle Tony.
Yeah, I know, man.
I'm damn tired tonight. I'm really just tired. I've been out all day chopping wood, you know, getting ready for an early winter because my sister put me out of the house and everything. And I need
early winter. The spring is here, brother.
Wait, what are you talking about? I can't take it anymore. What are you talking about, William? Stop.
I'm just saying. We Well, you put out the damn house and get cold outside, you know, and I've been put out. My sister just put me out because she said, damn it, she couldn't stand the fact that I was snoring.
Is that why you're being mean to everybody tonight? Because you're being rude, William. You're being rude.
I'm not. I won't do that to you. I
am going
to tell you something. I think that damn thing to call the damn police on me. I just think I found a house. I'm up here in Cleveland, Ohio. I think I found a damn house. I've been going up and down the damn street, and the damn police, he pulled me over, asked me could he help me or whatever, and he wondered what the hell I was doing out there in, you know, Cleveland. Oh, you got to excuse me. This stuff is some good stuff. This is some good stuff right here. But anyway.
Oh, you
should have
came over and got some gumbo. I cooked some gumbo tonight. You should have came. I didn't know you were in the city.
Wow.
Like, where the hell are you in Cleveland, too?
I just don't. I live here.
Oh, damn it. I just came to your house and got some of that damn gumbo. What do you got in there? You got some shrimp? I can put some damn moonshine in it.
Nah, listen, it's chicken.
Nah,
I don't need that in my gumbo, but not. You check Facebook. You're my friend. You're my friend. But it got the chicken, the sausage, the gumbo, I mean the crab, and the shrimp in it. I just down over here.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to tell you something. I won't eat no crabs in. I don't want nothing with crabs in.
Well, you can't eat gumbo then. You don't need that. You need to eat some rice and shrimp then.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the damn crabs and eat the damn shrimp and the rice. What about that?
It's other stuff in there, William. I mean, you might as well just go make your own.
Hey, I got a question for you. I got a question for T. Glass. Why do you call him William? Why do you call Willie William? Did he tell you to call him that?
You remember, like, a couple weeks ago, he was on this little moment. He was spazzing out, and he said his name was William. Like, he was on some not trying to be...
I know you call him that. I just wanted everybody else to know you call him William because he had his panties in a clutch and he wanted everybody to call him William from now on.
He was spazzing out on some, I don't know what was going on.
I'm going to tell you something. It might not sound like, but I'm an educated man. I'm very educated.
You might.
Hey, I know you will, Willie. Hey, Willie, you know what? I got to call her, Willie, hold on for 1 second. 313, your mic is open. You can make a comment and ask a question.
Well, how you doing, DJ Black Caesar? Oh, this is DJ 8 Mile. Just enjoying your show. Just wanted to call.
This is who?
DJ 8 Mile.
What's
International
up, man?
I'm just sitting back enjoying your show.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's my man, DJ 8 Mile. This guy's out of Detroit right here. This is a hell of an artist right here, a hell of a DJ right here. He's over the international DJs. Hey, tell us about the international DJs, brother.
Well, I'm glad everybody's having a great time on your show. And thanks a lot, DJ Black Caesar. You've been a strong supporter of international hip-hop for a couple of years now, so I appreciate you. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And all of the particular members of your show, I've had a great, great time. I'm going to have to be a little bit more proactive in promoting this show because it has been very entertaining and educational.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
But right now,
we interviewed you like a couple.
I want to go back and have fun because I'm ready to crack jokes. I don't
want to
do that.
I remember you.
I'd rather you know. Everybody go back.
I remember. Hey, guy, how you feeling? You feeling better than you did last time you were on the show?
Who, me?
I'm talking about the DJ.
I don't think DJ 8 Mile has ever been on this show right here, brother.
Oh, really? Hey, Caesar.
I've been on this show, but I've noticed the show has been growing, especially with the new radio personality that's involved in the show. I appreciated the full feel for the full aspect of, you know, your show. Because it's friends. Everybody got all kind of friends. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's reality.
Right.
You know? I kind of liked it.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who you are, buddy, but I'm going to tell you something. But that damn DJ Caesar, that's a low-down dirty bastard. Seriously.
He's a little out there. You mind?
Wow.
Oh, he's a little out there to me. I don't know what he is to you, but
see, this is what I'm saying. See, I need that for an example right now. I can only laugh at that because
you know,
yeah,
really,
I can't even take it serious. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm laughing at. I can't even take it serious.
Yeah, William is spazzing out again. Like, it's William in the building.
NerdDJ.com.
I love it when she says William, man. She kills me with that.
I'm
going to
tell you something,
Taser.
She really, she's the only one that really understands what all the tricky stuff around here.
T-Glass, what'd you say, ma'am?
I said, I just don't understand. What did we do this evening to get the spazzing out again? Like, you are tripping tonight. Like, you're tripping.
Okay. Y'all know the reason why he's spazzing out tonight. Do y'all know what happened on TV yesterday?
No.
What happened, brother?
Okay, do y'all remember our president had the function with, you know, remember Al Green and all of the other people that was part of, you know, the black music experience? He saw that. He got a taste of that. He went crazy.
Oh, right. Oh, that's why he's flipping it on us. He's not happy.
Okay, he saw the president of the United States, you know what I'm saying, the White House, okay? Yeah,
and it was
No Dolly Parton.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
She's a little bit overwhelmed about that, that's all.
I'm sorry, Willie.
I'm not offended at all.
That probably blew his
mind. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't get to party with them. That's what they're talking
about. We got about 2 minutes left for the show. And we're going to end the show. We're going to end the show with a little music. We're going to end the show with a little music. You know, I think I played this for you guys last week. But I think it's funny, man. I'm going to play it again this week. Hey, guys, I love you all. We'll talk again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I hope everybody shows up here. And if you guys part of my team, I'll call you guys up. You already know that. I'm going to call you guys up. I wish you could call in, but I don't trust anybody. So I'm going to call you guys.
Well, that's cool. Everybody have a good night.
Check it out, guys. Here's a little something for you guys to go to sleep on. Hey, here's a little something to grow on, all right? A little something to grow on.
Yeah! Wait, that's it?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Hey, you got to get it. It's all yours, baby. It's all yours.
No, I don't want it.
You said the goddamn bed sleep. I do more before 4 a.m. than most of you niggas do your whole goddamn life. And that's for real. I'm drinking moonshine, drinking American mixture, some coffee, some goddamn Kool-Aid, and some goddamn orange juice. This shit is goddamn good. Put a little goddamn cinnamon in it, and it shit is off the goddamn chain. I'll tell you what, Lenny. You turn us up to the goddamn bed. Don't try to call me, because I'll be out rabbit hunting early this morning. And later on, we'll get me one of them black bitches, and, we'll get down and do some damn nasty, dirty, rotten things, I'm saying. So you have a good night. Damn. Those goddamn guys are really messing with me, goddamn. I ate a damn bologna sandwich this morning in the goddamn hog neck. You have a good goddamn day, Caesar. Thanks, your boy Willie, you nigger.
Bust it, baby, drop it to the flowing. Bust it, 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 bust it,